Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. This week I found myself explaining part of my plan for the second half of the year to somebody else for the first time, and I could see that I lost them somewhere in the complexity. This is a big problem for me and for my business for a couple of reasons. One, I want my business to be as flexible for me and my lifestyle as possible, and complexity makes things rigid. And two, complexity doesn't sell. It creates confusion and people don't buy it from a place of confusion. It doesn't instill confidence in them. So complexity will hit my business on the front end, talking to prospective clients, and on the back end where I need it to fit into my lifestyle. This is so key to me that simplicity is my word for the year. It was also my word for last year and it'll probably be my word for next year. Because while it feels like doing something simpler should be easier, the reality is that making the complex simple and smooth is an art form. And like any art form, it takes consistent practice. So I need to remind myself year after year after year to chase that simplicity. I want you to think about an area of your business that feels a little complex right now. You're probably getting pulled into that area more than you would like. You probably find it's taking your time and your mental capacity away from things that are more important. When you simplify that area, you get to reduce the mental load that's on you and your team. Now suddenly you have mental capacity that you can apply to making difficult choices or being more innovative or by focusing completely on one thing to get to that long-term vision. When we're simplifying, all we're really doing is prioritizing and saying this is important and this is not. And then creating systems that are efficient and easy for us to manage around that. And when we simplify things, everything becomes more straightforward. We don't have as many errors. We don't have as much waste. Everyone's more productive and everyone can move together more quickly because it's easy to understand where they're meant to go and how they're meant to get there. And when things are easy to understand and everyone gets them, we don't have to worry about that one person who knows how that one spreadsheet works leaving the team. And new people who join, their time from starting to getting it and getting moving is so much shorter. Having a more minimalist strategy isn't about just having less so that we can say that we have less and to say that we've simplified on the socials. It's about you deciding what actually matters and focusing on that. And so just like every other decluttering process you've ever heard of, you have to go area by area and evaluate piece by piece. This might mean you have to get rid of an offer that no longer fits. It might mean you need to zhuzh up your brand. It might mean that you need to spend some time doing automation so that you've got more time to do the fun stuff, like having new ideas or serving your clients. Now, this might feel overwhelming if you're looking at like your whole strategy and your whole business and thinking, oh, there's a lot of areas that I can tackle. So let's just start with the simple things. Let's lead from the front. Let's look at how we can declutter our own schedule or calendar. Where are meetings necessary and where are we just having meetings for the sake of it? Where could they be an email? Where could they be a Slack conversation? This immediately creates time, not only for you, but for the rest of your team. Then you can start to look at things like your offers. What's selling? What doesn't sell? And then you can start to get into the detail of your processes and look at where steps add value and where they don't add value, where they're necessary or where you've just added them because they make you look a little fancier to the outside world. And so you can continue. You can look at how you communicate and how that can be more simple and concise. You can look at your finances, the rest of your operations, your marketing, your selling approach, and step by step, simplify your strategy and the business. What we're looking to do here is do less and achieve more. So every element, whether it's a task, an offer, or your overall strategy, is designed to add value. The goal here is not to strip your business down to bare bones. The goal is to optimize for maximum efficiency and impact so that everything that has a place is in its place and adding maximum value. So what are you doing in your business right now that it doesn't need?